Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
We've occasionally been bringing you poetry inspired by the natural world. We have more today.
My name's Ross Gay, and I think I probably started writing poems when I was in college. I was a football player, and I hadn't done much reading before I got to college, though I did read comic books and stuff like that. But I got to college and somehow was turned on to poetry in an American literature class, and poets like Amiri Baraka especially actually made me have a response that was so strong. They sort of articulated things that I had not yet known how to articulate, but that I had felt very strongly. And once I had that experience of being able to feel something more clearly because I had it articulated for me, I wanted to sort of do the same thing, I think. And that's how I started writing poems.
Ross Gay says now he's also a basketball coach, an occasional demolition man, a painter, and a gardener.
This poem is called Ode to the Beekeeper. And this is actually a poem for my partner who keeps bees. And, you know, all of this information about colony collapse disorder, you know, this has been very much sort of on a lot of people's minds. It was very much on her mind, which got her to begin keeping bees. It's called Ode to the Beekeeper. Who has taken off her veil and gloves and whispers to the bees in their own language, inspecting the comb-thick frames, blowing just so when one or the other alights on her, if she doesn't study it first. The veins feeding the wings, the deep ochre shimmy, the singing, just like in the dreams that brought her here in the first place. Dream of the queen, dream of the brood chamber, dream of the desiccated world and sifting with her hands the ash and her hands ashen when she awoke. Dream of honey in her child's wound, dream of bees hived in the heart and each wet chamber gone gold. Which is why, first, she put on the veil, and which is why, too, she took it off.
As well as writing poetry, Ross Gay teaches creative writing at Indiana University at Bloomington. On the next Living on Earth, farmers are greening New York City one rooftop at a time, growing food for profit and so much more.
When we start our compost program up here, if people want to bring their scraps in, it's less trash. We're helping cool the building in the summer and keep it warm in the winter.
Urban farming up high, next time on Living on Earth.